Hello and welcome to another episode of Tape Talk. My name is Ron Sampson. I am the head athletic trainer for Pacifica Christian High School. Within this role, I oversee all aspects of sports medicine and campus health. Well, welcome back. In this episode, I thought I would take a few minutes to speak about a couple of aspects to providing health care for our student athletes. Now, I have spoken into these aspects and how they work in past episodes, but today I want to focus on what happens when two of these aspects work together, specifically when certified athletic trainers and physical therapists work together to coordinate care. Now, I have been a certified athletic trainer for over 20 years. When I was first certified, there was a lot of animosity between the athletic training and physical therapy professions. Both sides were very protective of their skill sets, even though there is a high amount of crossover between the two professions. In my career, I have been fortunate to work in many different settings, one of which includes the PT setting. I've had the opportunity to work with some really good physical therapists, in which I have learned a lot about the rehabilitation process. Can I, as an athletic trainer, successfully rehab an injured athlete? Absolutely. Can athletes that go to a physical therapist be successfully rehabilitated? Of course. But what can happen if the athletic trainer and the physical therapist work together to coordinate care? Now, when an athlete sustains an injury, an athletic trainer is often the first point of contact. If rehab, acute or long-term, is required, then incorporating the skills of a physical therapist can help reduce the workload on the athletic trainer. Due to the demanding schedule of the job, athletic trainers who coordinate the care of their athletes with a physical therapist have more time to attend practices, set up for events, and travel if necessary. When ATs and PTs work together and work together well, the recovery and return to sport process has no gaps. When an athlete reaches the return to sport stage of the rehab process, the risk of injury or re-injury can be significantly less than if the AT or PT worked alone. Now, collaboration was the main focus in 2018 when the National Athletic Trainers Association and the American Physical Therapy Association released a joint statement promoting quality care between the two industries. From this joint statement, 8 ways that collaboration between ATs and PTs can benefit the rehab process were revealed. These 8 ways are: number 1, enhanced injury evaluation and referral process. Number 2, comprehensive rehabilitation plans. Collaboration between the AT and PT ensures that the athlete receives a well-rounded rehabilitation program, providing a multifaceted approach to recovery. Number 3, improved on-field and emergency care. Number 4, coordinated acute and long-term care. Now, by coordinating both immediate care for injuries and long-term recovery plans, the athlete's needs are met at every stage of the rehab process. All right. Number 5, stronger support network. Number 6, individualized recovery programs. The combined expertise of the ATs and the PTs ensures that no aspect of care is overlooked. Number 7, faster and safer return to sport. Collaboration minimizes gaps in care and maximizes the effectiveness of the return to sport process. And number 8, elevated standard of care. Collaboration emphasizes a holistic, integrative approach that prioritizes the athlete's overall well-being. Now, I'm in my 9th year working at Pacifica Christian. A goal I have each year is to streamline the rehabilitation process when athletes get injured to provide higher quality care than in previous years. This has always been a challenge because I quickly found out that most families in our community, quote unquote, have a guy that they use if their kids get injured. Now, I never saw anything wrong with that because as long as the athlete got proper treatment, then I was good. But a challenge going that route is that I'm rarely kept informed of what may be happening in the recovery process. Now, in an effort to stay better informed, the school has brought on a full-time physical therapist to treat our athletes. You can refer to an earlier episode of Tape Talk to get more details on that. But I'll just say again here that our PT service is completely free. By having an in-house PT, Many of the challenges that I have come across go away by being able to directly communicate and collaborate with the PT during the process. My final point is that having a PT on site to work with me has greatly improved the quality of care that my department delivers. It is always an honor to be able to serve this community. And I wanted you to know, if you have any other questions, please feel free to reach out to me. My email rsampson@pacificaoc.org. You can also refer to our athletic website, pacificaathletics.org, for more information on the sports medicine department. Well, I appreciate you tuning in for another episode of Tape Talk. We'll see you next time. And as always, go Tritons.